This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Some of those campaign ads coming your way in 2024 will be showing up on streaming platforms. Streaming platforms you'll probably be paying more to watch than you did in 2023. Amazon Prime Video is the latest service hoping ad revenue will help boost its profit margins. It's telling customers that advertisements are coming at the end of January and offering a new ad-free tier for an extra $2.99 a month. 2023 was a year of correction for the streaming sector, with several big services hiking subscription prices and cutting their content spending after facing some post-pandemic subscriber loss. So, how long will we keep paying more for less? Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
In 2023, the price of my Max subscription went up by $1 a month. I got booted off my cousin's Netflix account during the password sharing crackdown. And now, if I want to keep watching Prime Video without ads, I'll have to pay up.
Like you, I'm also a victim, right? We're all victims.
J. Christopher Hamilton is a professor at Syracuse who says his favorite streamer is Apple TV+. He's a fan of the dystopian drama Silo.
And they went from $6.99 to now pretty much $10.
But streaming customers are sort of spoiled, says Ross Benish, an analyst with Insider Intelligence's eMarketer.
Well, for years, most streaming services operated at a loss.
Benish says cheap subscriptions were a tool to reach as many customers as possible.
So now that they're raising the prices and jamming ads into the programming, that's more reflective of what it costs to run that service.
And of an oversaturated market where there aren't many new subscribers to go after. Meanwhile, streamers are spending less on content, and Grace Lee, an analyst with Alex Partners, says customers have noticed.
The customer churn has been aggravated over the course of last year and this year.
Churn, meaning the number of subscribers bailing after binging the new season of their favorite show. So how will streamers stay afloat in 2024? I asked my sources for some New Year's predictions. Lee says we'll see more bundled subscriptions.
Whether it be a streaming service or other services like retail or telecom.
Benish expects the volume of streaming ads to grow.
Hulu used to be like 4 minutes of ads per hour, now it's closer to 10 minutes per hour. You're going to see more of that.
And Hamilton says we should temper our expectations around content.
You're going to have less of these big, gigantic franchise period projects.
And one more thing. Hamilton says, look for some mergers and acquisitions to thin the streaming market by the end of 2024. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.